Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment on the Jewish experience in Egypt. Just to follow up one last point from what we were discussing yesterday, we had the concept of the Ramban, that there was a lot Paro was doing behind the scenes, originally to alienate the Jewish people, ultimately to kill their children. So the Ramban says that last phase that we mentioned yesterday, when Paro tells the Egyptians, kill the boys that are born, it wasn't an official government position. He just let people know, if you want to storm the Jewish homes and kill their baby boys, you're going to be fine with me. So the Ramban says that Egyptians, just Egyptian citizens, not soldiers, not policemen, would storm the Jewish homes at night and try to find babies. And that's the pshat that we have after Moshe is born. A little bit afterwards, it says in the Pasuk, "V'lo yachla od hatzvino," that his mother, Yocheved, was no longer able to hide Moshe. That's exactly what's meant. In other words, there were all these people that were going around from house to house, tent to tent, whatever it is exactly, trying to find the babies. She couldn't hide him any longer. Very, very strong image. The Ramban raises just a technical question. So how long was this going on for, that Egyptians could kill Jewish baby boys? Because Aaron, Moshe's older brother, seems just fine at home. We're not aware. We're aware of all these problems surrounding Moshe, but Aaron seems okay. We don't see any dangers for Aaron. And Moshe is cast away down the river. We know that. The daughter of Paro finds him, and we understand that Moshe is raised in Paro's own home. It seems clear in the Psukim that at least the daughter of Paro understood it was a Jewish boy. Presumably, if the daughter of Paro understood that, Paro probably got it too. So let me get this straight. He has this official, unofficial, something, some type of message, kill the Jewish baby boys, and there's a Jewish baby boy sleeping in his home every night? How does that work exactly? So the Ramban basically suggests a few possibilities. One is that she convinced her father to lift the decree. Oh, Dad, he's so cute. Can I keep him? And so she convinced her father to just lift the decree. Another possibility was kind of related to that, is it no longer was feasible for Paro to hold this rule in general in his land if he wasn't going to live to it in his own house. The third possibility is that his stargazers told him, the savior of the Jews has already been born, so either we got him or we didn't get him, but there's no added benefit in killing the Jewish baby boys at this point. So just an interesting thing to think about. Moving on a little bit, now, chapter 1, verse 13. So Paro begins by saying that the Jews are going to have this physical tax imposed upon them to build up the cities of Pisom and Ramses. And then in verse 13, it says, "Vayavidu Mitzrayim es bnei Yisrael befarach." And the Egyptians worked the Jews befarach with great, great difficulty. So it would seem that according to the Ramban, this was a gradual progression. This is all part of Paro's plan, that first we're just going to make them different in the sense that they have to do physical labor, and then we're going to make them even more different, that it's not just going to be a 9-to-5 job, it's going to be absolutely backbreaking, and we're going to essentially torture them. The Sforno has a very interesting approach. The Sforno says that what we actually see here is the Egyptians, forget the difficulty of the Jewish experience, that is also true, but the Egyptians are slowly, slowly slipping down the path of declining morality. And he says, and this is what happens with people, that the more negative things you do, the more you fall into this rut, the more difficult it is to get out, and the easier it is to keep on going on the same path further. So it wasn't necessarily going to be that they were going to torture the Jews. Originally, it was just going to be that they were going to make the Jews work hard in building up cities. But that was wrong. And because that was wrong, slowly they became inclined to do something even more incorrect. And that's the slave labor of the Jews. And it's an interesting thing to think about when you look at the world in general, not just nations that afflict the Jews, but just in general, this concept that when governments get into the habit of conducting themselves in improper manners, it just becomes a very slippery slope. And unfortunately, that's borne out by world history in all too many cases. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.